Thank you. history of the world. They lied and stole and smoked cigars, even the girls. And they talked dirty and cussed their teachers, took the name of the Lord in vain, and they set fire to Fred Shoemaker's old broken-down schoolhouse. There were six of them. Ralph, Imogene, Leroy, Claude, Ollie, and Black. And they went to Woodrow Wilson's school, like a South American fish that strip your bones clean. And they went around town the same way, too, stealing things and tearing things up and whamming kids. So it was hard to get away from them. There was only one safe place.
Sweet Alabama, sweet Alabama, because there are no permanent there, and Jesus loves us as they say, because he keeps the miles away.
That's my little brother, Charlie. And that's what he said when the Sunday school teacher asked what was his favorite thing about Sunday school. Well, Charlie said no hard ones. And that kind of made the teacher mad because all the other kids said nice things about God and Jesus and happy feelings. But old Charlie told the real truth. No hard ones.
I don't care what everybody else said. That's what they really thought. All that other stuff is okay, but the main good thing about churches, there are no herdmans there. Ever.
Now, that's not a very Christian sentiment, it seems to me.
But it's a very practical sentiment. I mean, Charlie was black and blue all last year because he had to sit next to Leroy Herdman in school.
Is Leroy the worst one?
No, they're all the worst one.
Well, Ralph's the biggest, so if Ralph gets you, then...
That doesn't make any difference. Gladys isn't big, but she's mean, and she's fast, and she's...
I'm sorry I asked. Just stay away from all of them.
That's what I said. Stay away from them. Go to church.
Oh, I'm glad to hear you feel that way.
Why?
No arguments this year about the Christmas present.
I don't want to be a shepherd again.
Well, then Thomas Armstrong, you want to be a wise man.
I don't want to be in it.
Well, everybody's in it. Think how I feel sitting there on Christmas Eve if my own children were in the play. Think how your father would feel. You'd feel terrible, wouldn't you, Bob?
Well, actually, I wasn't planning on going this year.
What?
Grace, Grace, you know how it always is. It's so crowded. They could just use my seat. I just want to stay home, put on my bathrobe, and relax. Plus, there's nothing ever different about the pageant anyway.
Well, there's going to be something different this year.
What?
Charlie's going to be wearing your bathrobe.
You just made that up.
Why don't you just be Joseph? Elmer Hopkins will pay you $1 to be Joseph. He's sick of being Joseph all the time just because his daddy's a minister. So nobody wants to be Joseph.
No, you're wrong. Nobody wants to be in it.
Well, what are you going to be?
I'm always in the angel choir.
Well, then why can't Charlie be in the angel choir?
Duh, I can't sing.
Well, from what I hear, that's not a serious drawback. Away in the manger has always sounded like a closet full of mice.
It's true. So, anyways, what are you wearing in the angel choir?
Bedsheet.
Oh, boy, some choice. A bathrobe or a bedsheet. Come on, let's go watch TV.
You know what? Mrs. Armstrong works very hard to give everyone a very lovely experience.
No, Mrs. Armstrong just likes to run things.
Yeah.
Of course they're right. I mean, she's chairman of the czar, she directs the pageant, she cooks the potluck supper. I think Helen Armstrong will preach the sermon if anyone will let her.
That George Armstrong's wife?
Yes.
Well, maybe she's trying to manage the hospital. That's where she is. I saw George at the drugstore this morning, and he said his wife fell and broke her leg. She'll be in traction for 2 weeks and then laid up for the first of the year.
The first of the year? Well, we'll have to cancel Christmas.
She runs Christmas.
Well, no, but she's chairman of the bazaar. She directs the pageant. I mean, I feel sorry for Helen, but who's going to do all those things?
Hello, Grace?
Bob?
Yes?
I have to direct the Christmas pageant.
I mean, I have to go now?
Our Christmas pageant isn't what you'd like to call four-star entertainment. Mrs. Armstrong breaking her leg was the only unexpected thing that has ever happened to us. It's always the same old Christmas story, with the same old Christmas carol, the same old Mary and Joseph, and that's what my mother got stuck with, that Mrs. Armstrong.
Tell you again, Grace, how important it is to give everyone a chance. Here's what I do. I always start with Mary, and I tell them we must choose our Mary very carefully, because Mary was the mother of Jesus, and you know how important she is.
Yes, Helen, I know how important she is.
Yes, and then I tell them about Joseph and how he was God's choice to be Jesus' father. That's how I explain that one. Frankly, I don't ever spend much time on Joseph, because it's always Elmer Hopkins, and he knows all about Mary and Joseph.
I thought Mrs. Armstrong was in traction. How on earth can she talk on the phone if she's in traction?
What do you think traction is?
Like when they put you to sleep.
No such luck. Beth, we need salt, pepper, and napkins, please.
But I do explain about the wise men and the shepherds and how important they are. And I tell them there are no small parts, only small acts. Remind the angel choir not to stare at the audience, and don't let them wear clunky shoes or high heels. Oh, and I hope you don't have too many baby angels, Grace, because that will be your biggest problem.
You'll leave some for the rest of us, won't you?
I'm hungry. Leroy Herdman stole my lunch again.
How can you let him do that to you day after day?
How can I stop him? And where's the chicken?
Grace, where's my chicken?
It's still in the oven.
I'll get it.
Oh, another thing. You'll have to get someone to push the baby angels on. Otherwise, they get in each other's way and they can easily bend their wings. Oh, you know, Bob could do that. And he could keep an eye on the angels, too. Oh, another thing about the angel choir. Don't let them wear lipstick. They think because of the play and all that they absolutely have to. Oh, and it just looks terrible. So tell them not to wear it. And if you have those certain people that like to wear it, don't let them wear a lot.
And Helen, I think someone's at my door.
No, but you have to make that clear to them.
I'll call you back. Yes, yes, I'm coming.
Lady, can I please have some supper? I haven't had it in 3 days.
Oh, my goodness, for heaven's sake, it's you.
Just kidding, really lonely at the table.
Well, I guess Helen Armstrong feels lonely being at the hospital.
Are working.
I bet she told you about no small parts, only small actors again.
And about getting someone to shove the baby angels on stage and make the shepherds be quiet. Well, yes, actually, she suggested your father.
Does that mean I have to go now?
Well, I'll get it. Hello?
Yes, another thing, Grace. Don't even send anybody's baby for Jesus. Get a quiet one. Better yet, get two if you can. Then if one becomes fussy, you can always switch them.
My mother didn't pay much attention to Mrs. Armstrong. She said that Mrs. Armstrong was just stuck in the hospital with nothing to do but think up more problems. But there weren't going to be any problems. Of course, my mother didn't count on the Herdmans showing up. And that was all Charlie's fault.
I don't care if you steal my lunch every day. You can have my dessert. I'll even give you my dessert. I get all the dessert I want in Sunday school.
What kind?
All kinds. Chocolate cake and candy bars and big wheels. We get refreshments all the time, all we want.
You're a liar.
And ice cream and donuts and
cookies.
The minister.
Why? Is he crazy?
No. I think he's rich.
Sunday school, huh?
Crap! Ah!
Sure enough, next Sunday, there they were in Sunday school, just in time to hear about our Christmas pageant.
What's a pageant?
It's like a play.
Like on TV? What's it about?
It's about Jesus. Well, and it's about Mary. Mostly, it's about Mary.
Who's Mary?
I am. Well, probably I am. I know the part.
Settle down, okay? Today we will be discussing who will play the main roles in our Christmas pageant. But of course, everyone will have a very important part to play. You know, Miss Armstrong always tells you, there are no small parts, only small actors. Well, at least, isn't that what she always says?
That's what she always tells us. But she just tells what it means.
Well, don't you know what it means?
I know what it means. It means that the short kids have to be in the front row, or else nobody can see them.
Well, not exactly. What it really means is that the littlest baby angel is just as important as Mary.
I don't think that anyone is as important as Mary. Naturally, that's what you would think, Alice.
I think Jesus is most important.
And you will think it means that the short kids have to be in the front.
All right, girls, girls, girls. Everyone is important. Mary, Jesus, and the short kids. Beverly, will you step out in the hall and see if anyone else is coming? Okay, those of you who will be in our angel choir, please tell your mother that you'll be needing white bed sheets.
Hi, Beverly.
And those of you who will be peppers. Okay, let's make some room for the person. Where's Beverly?
I don't know. I think she got sick.
Did she say she was sick?
No. All I heard was, hi, Beverly, and she just left.
I see. Well, will someone please tell Beverly that we will be having rehearsals for the next 4 Wednesdays? Plan to be here for everyone.
Well, what if we get sick?
You won't get sick, Elmer. But of course, Mary and Joseph must absolutely come to every rehearsal.
Well, but they get sick.
We won't get sick either, Elmer.
Well, Beverly got sick when he started.
We don't know that Beverly got sick. Now, I want you to think about Mary. Mary's kind, sweet, and gentle, and the person who plays Mary should have those qualities. So who would like to volunteer for the part? Do you have a question, MG?
No, I'll be married. And Rob over there, he'll be joking.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, I'll just make a list of names, and then I'll decide after picking out names. Okay, so Rob Herdman wants to be our Joseph. What other names can I put on my list? Elmer, do you want to be Joseph?
Oh, no.
Okay, very well. Ralph Herdman will be our Joseph. Now, Emma Jean has volunteered to be Mary. What other names can I put on my list? Janet? Roberta? Alice, don't you want to volunteer?
No, I don't want to.
I'll be Mary. That's not Gladys. I'm already married. You can be a wise man.
Well, wise men are usually boys, but in this case, you can always make an exception.
I'll be a wise man.
Me too. Want to be a wise man?
What's a wise man? Where's your man?
What's that to be? I don't know. Some angel.
Ooh, I'll be that. What is it?
Well, it's the angel of the Lord who visits the shepherds. There we do have some volunteers. Yes, Toby, would you like to be a shepherd?
No, I just want to say that I cannot be a shepherd. We have to go to Philadelphia.
Well, why didn't you say so before?
I didn't remember it, that's all.
My mother doesn't want me to be a shepherd.
Why not?
I don't know, she just said don't be a shepherd.
Well, I'm not going to be a shepherd.
Oh, yes, you are. What is the matter with all of you?
I don't want to be a shepherd. Gladys Herdman is way too hard.
Why, that's ridiculous. The angel of the Lord just visits the shepherds and says, unto you a child is born.
Yeah, in Jesus.
Elmer, I don't want to hear another word about it. No shepherds may quit or get sick. Now, that's all for today. You may go. But I expect to see everyone here Wednesday at 6:30. Alice, may I speak to you for a moment? Why in the world didn't you raise your hand?
No.
No. Christmas pageant.
Go ahead then. And next spring when the pussy will come out, I'll slip a pussy willow so far down your ear that nobody can reach it. It'll stop there and grow and grow just in the rest of your life with a pussy willow bunch right out of your ear.
I don't think she would really do that, Alice.
She would too. Her nymphs will do anything. You just watch. They'll do something terrible and ruin the whole pageant and all your mother's fault.
have been around, this never would have happened. Well, let me help you!
No, please, Tucker, I'm on your side. Guys, it's
our father cannot be the only one to watch around a Christmas present. I mean, I made up my mind just to do the best I could under the circumstances, but now I'm going to make it the best Christmas present that we ever had. And I'm going to do it with the person. After all, they raised their hand, and nobody else did. And I'm that all the world should be taxed. And all were to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child.
Pregnant? She was pregnant.
Days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son.
I don't think it's very nice to say that Mary was pregnant.
Why, she was.
It's better to say great the child. I don't think your mother should say that Mary was pregnant. I'm not supposed to talk about that kind of stuff, especially in church.
And wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
My goodness! They have him for Jesus?
Well, nobody knew the baby was going to be Jesus.
Did Mary know? Did he know? What was that supposed to be and tell them? Her pregnant and everything.
What's a manger? It's kind of a bed.
Well, they didn't have a bed in the barn, so they had to use whatever there was. What would you do if you had a newborn baby, but no bed to put it in?
We put glass in the beer, George.
Okay, well, there you go. You didn't have a bed to buy, so you had to use something else.
Actually, we had a bed, okay. Ollie was going in, and he didn't like Gladys. Ollie, you remember how he didn't like Gladys?
That was pretty smart, Ollie. Not like Gladys right off the bat. Anyway, a manger is a large wooden feeding trough for animals.
What were the wild up clothes?
The what?
Standing there, wrapping up the wild up clothes.
Oh, no, that swaddling clothes. People used to wrap their babies up in large pieces of material to keep them warm and cozy.
You mean they tied up and put them in a feed box?
Where was the child left there?
There wasn't any child welfare in Bethlehem.
I'll say there wasn't.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the... What?
Out of the black night with horrible stench, the might...
Glad that the angel of the Lord who comes and visits the shepherds. Well, if you want to get technical, it's... Okay. Anyway. And there came wise men from the east, bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
What's that?
Well, they were and precious oil.
Hold on. What kind of friend is this boy? Take a better friend. Welfare. Neighbor welfare?
No, these are kings, and they were set.
Well, it's about time somebody important showed up. They're kings. They get the baby in a barn until the easy words get off.
Well, like I said, they were kings, and they were sent by Herod, who was, well, he was the main king, and he wanted to have Jesus put to death.
But what is it? It's a poor little baby!
Who's Herod in this play?
Herod isn't in this play.
So, let me get this. You've got the children, you see, at the end of the play.
Well, somebody better be Herod. Let's probably be Herod. Or he says, go to see that baby, and they say, okay, because he's king.
I'm not going to be Herod.
There is no Herod in this play. No Herod.
No. See, they're going to pull on you, and it's going to be me. I'm going to get killed.
Forget about it.
I don't know what to say. You should fight over.
Somebody ought to fix an innkeeper up. Glad. You wipe out the innkeeper.
I can't. I'm an angel.
Shut up.
Well, I went to hang out in the barn. I get a room.
She said there wasn't any room.
Then I told somebody else. I told them, I got this baby and it's the middle of winter. She was get out, move over.
I go after her hair.
Me? I would send the angel after her. She could just point an electric finger, turn to a pile of ashes.
Yeah! Stop!
What's the name of this place? She never said.
Christmas
Pat. That's no name for it either.
I got a name. I got a name. Ready, ready?
That'd be good.
Revenge and Bethlehem!
Boo! Better. Come on, man. See what you'd be down trying to do.
Revenge at Bethlehem? The verse itself, the Christmas story, came right out of the FBI file. Well, at least they picked out the right villain. It was Herod they wanted to gang up on, and not baby Jesus. But we didn't even have a baby Jesus. It was supposed to be Eugene Slocum, but when Mrs. Slocum found out that Imogene was going to be married, she wasn't going to let her hands on. So we didn't have a baby Jesus. And that really bothered my mother. She kept trying to scratch up a baby, even at the last rehearsal. Okay, what do you keep writing in that book?
Like a diary.
Let me see. It is not. It's all about the Herdman. Imogene curses and swears all the time. Ralph Herdman talks about naughty things. And Mrs. Bradley called Mary pregnant. Gladys Herdman drinks communion wine. Oh, come on. You know what it is, Mom. It's just grape juice.
I don't care what it is. She drinks it. I've seen her 3 times with her mouth all purple. And they steal, too. If you shake your birthday gift out in the hall, it doesn't make a sound because they stole all the pennies out of it. And every time I go in the ladies' room, the whole air is loose, and Imogene Herdman is sitting there in the Mary costume, smoking cigars.
And you wrote all of this down. For my mother and Reverend Hopkins and the Ladies' Aid Society and anyone else who wants to know what happened when this whole pattern turned out to be a big mess.
I just want to let you know we're on the back making applesauce cakes. We'll try not to bother you. I guess is your dress
rehearsal? Well, it's supposed to be. Oh, anyway, didn't I just hear your niece had a baby a month ago or so? A little girl?
Yeah, she's 5 years old.
I was wondering how it'd be if maybe I were to call her and ask if I could borrow the baby.
Right, enough. I couldn't think of her why and tell you the baby's sick or cranky or something. But truth is, she's perfectly happy and healthy and beautiful. And we all want her to stay that.
that way. So I'm certainly not handing her over to anything further. Sorry.
Mrs. Bradley, can I have a
we'll grow together.
We won't grow together in just an hour and a half.
I don't know.
Well, then, what did the doctor tell you?
What doctor?
Who pierced your ears?
Gladys?
She probably did it with an ice pick. I'll bet Imogen's ears turn black and fall off.
Well, we'll just keep finding something smaller to wear. Now, is that your costume? Is that what you're going to be wearing? You're all supposed to have on your costume.
To wear your father's backwards. That's what I've got to do. What does he hang around the house in?
Entrances. So I need to check those over here. Why is it over here? And I will give you your cues. Maxine, will you just read the last few parts of your line?
And there were shepherds in their field, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Are you good shepherds?
And look, the angel of the Lord appeared to them.
Is all about. Now put the doll back.
I'm going to say anything? Let me get this straight. Some angel tells me what to call the baby.
Oh, an angel.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
What angel is that? Gladys, that's you.
No!
No, Gladys just goes and visits the shepherds and says, unto you a child is born.
Yeah, unto you a child is born. Unto me, not then me.
No,
I'm going to have a baby.
No, Imogene. What it means is that Jesus is a gift to all, unto all a child is born.
Why do they let Mary name her own baby? What did the angel do? Just walk up and say, name of Jesus?
Yes! I know what the angel said. She said his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
My goodness! Never got the first grandmother out of that!
We never did start over, and we never did get through the whole thing. 5 minutes turned into 15 minutes, and the entire time, Imogen was in the bathroom smoking cigars. Then Mrs. McCarthy went in the bathroom, saw all the smoke, and she called the fire department, and they came right away. Kitchen. All the applesauce cake had burnt up.
All clear.
All the ladies were mad about that. And Mrs. McCarthy was mad, and my mother was mad.
Why in the world did you call the fire department
about a little smoke?
It was a lot of smoke. The ladies' room was full of thick smoke.
It couldn't have been. We just got excited, that's all. And now look, the streets are full of baby angels crying, shepherds climbing all over the fire truck. To half the neighborhood. I mean, didn't you know it was a cigar smoke?
I didn't expect to find cigar smoke in the ladies' room of the church.
Alice Wendelton's mother was mad, too. And my mother was mad. Lady H. Sider was mad. And Reverend Hopkins? Well, he didn't know what to think of it.
Some people say they set fire to the kitchen. Vera Wendelkin says that all they do is talk about inappropriate things.
No, that was a public park, and he was just talking about Long John. Oh, he didn't set fire to anything. The only fire was in the kitchen where the applesauce cake burnt up.
Well, the whole church is in an uproar. Oh, I don't know, Grace. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." But I'm not sure he meant the Herdmans. Grace, don't you think we should cancel the pageant?
I bet that was Paul Armstrong's idea.
We could blame it on the fire. I mean, it makes a good excuse.
I bet that was Edna McCartney's idea.
It's just that the whole church seems to think it's going to be...
A disaster? Well, they're wrong. It's going to be the best Christmas pageant that we ever had.
No, but Grace... I don't think anyone's going to come to see it.
I didn't think so either, and neither did Charlie. But we were wrong. On Christmas Eve, the church was jammed full. Everybody came. To see what the Herdmans would do. Wait till I turn on the light. Watch your step.
Jeez, you Grace. What are you starting to do with this thing anyway?
Oh, wait. I thought it might look like a palm tree. I think now that it doesn't. Oh, I don't have any idea what's going to happen tonight. We never once got through the whole thing, and the Herdmans still think this is some kind of spy story. It may be the first pageant in history where the wise men get in a fight and Mary and Joseph run off with the baby. Where are the kids?
All the kids in the world are downstairs, please.
I mean, our kids.
We're here.
It seems like a perfect kind of costume.
But it's just gonna be awful. They look terrible. All fastened together with safety pins and wearing moldy old sneakers. Mary and Joseph, I mean. They look like refugees or something.
Well, that's what they were, Mary and Joseph. They were refugees. They were long away from home, didn't have any place to stay, had no food, no friends, and they were probably cold, tired, hungry, and messy.
Well, I don't know about cold and hungry, but they're sure messy.
Do you think I should go downstairs and check?
Entire team is now. I gotta push the baby angels upstairs. Then I gotta hand the shepherds their crooks and push them upstairs. Now, when do I do all this?
Oh, here. Just follow the script.
Okay. The angels, shepherds, wise men. Yeah, doesn't seem to stay here where the fire engines come in.
Oh, what? I want to see how y'all look. Beth, where's your halo?
My cat buried it. I was thinking about the unto a child before. If I were a shepherd, I would be carried halfway across the countryside to find a baby I can know where he's at. So, can I do something else that Vera needs to do?
No, but that's all you say is unto you a child is born. All right, if people are arriving, and you guys be as quiet as possible, and good luck.
Mrs. Bradley, actors don't say good luck. Actors say break a leg.
I know, but in this case, no! Only you don't have to break a leg to me. It's just a theatrical thing. It does not mean break your leg or anyone else's. Okay. And MG, try to remember that this is a baby.
And for tonight, anyway, baby Jesus.
The days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
The day looked awful. Look at what she is doing with the baby. Oh, I don't think it's very nice to birth the baby Jesus like he had colic or something.
So? What if he did have colic just like any other baby?
I don't care. It looks awful. And they look awful.
So what? They just came a long way, and now they've got a good baby to worry about.
Who, Ralph and Emily?
No. Mary and Joseph.
And there were shepherds in the same country, abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And lo, the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid when the angel of the Lord appeared to them.
No, no, a child is born, and his name is Jesus, and he's in the water.
And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And when Jesus was born, there came wise men from the east to worship him, bringing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
And they look awful too. And what's that label got?
I think it's a ham.
A ham? I bet they stole it.
No, I think it's the ham from their welfare basket.
You mean it's their own ham? Then they must hate ham.
Well, even if they hate ham, Alice, it's the only thing they ever gave away in their entire lives.
But being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to their own country by Herod, they departed for their country another way. And all they that heard it wondered at these things told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Beth, look, Mary's crying. Mrs. Bradley, Mary's crying.
Thank you.
that be?
Oh, I always get a little weepy about the pageant. I guess it's the children and the carols. But you're right. There's so much of us, though. It should have been the worst.
There was just something different.
Well, Angel, the Lord was different.
Yes, you know, I like that. I like it. Sometimes you can't even hear the angel of the Lord.
I love my great God.
I just wish now that I had another youth, my Eugene, to be the baby Jesus.
Who was the baby Jesus?
Why, he was a doll.
Oh, that was my mom.
Let's go get some coffee.
It did seem real, as if it might have happened just that way. We all thought the Christmas pageant was about Jesus, but he's only a part of it. It's about a new family with a whole new baby, with nowhere to go, no money, no food, and nobody they knew. And then, arriving from the east, like my uncle from New Jersey, some rich friends. Because of the Herdman, the Christmas story turned out to be a whole new story, with Imogene versus her baby, and then Leroy bringing such a sensible present. I mean, after all, you can't eat frankincense. And then even Gladys, he's in the barn, go see him. That way the shepherds didn't have to stumble all over the countryside. But I guess it wasn't like that for Imogene. For her, the Christmas story turned out to be all wonder and mystery, as if she had just caught on to what the Christmas story was all about. Afterwards, we had a party in the basement. But the Herdmans didn't stay. They didn't drink any cocoa, and they didn't try to walk off with all the cookies. And they didn't even take their candy canes home.
I guess that's about it. Are there any kids left downstairs?
No, all the kids out in the world are gone. You know, you're wearing your bathrobe. You aren't planning on wearing it, are you?
Why not? You know, I wouldn't mind being taken for a shepherd in this particular
way. Yes, you would. When it was over, some random lady came up and just hugged me. Just to come on. Anywho, should I bring that ham?
Oh, no, that's a Herdman's ham from the welfare basket. But Leroy said, it's a present. You don't take back a present.
Leroy said that. They must take him.
You and Alice wonder.
What about all these lights?
Oh, they're not timers. They should go off in the night.
It's almost Christmas, you guys.
Almost Christmas, kids. Almost Christmas, Charlie.
They put in a lot of time during school, after school. Appreciate Mr. Jonathan and Pastor Jonathan Andrews for doing all the lights and all the things. Mrs. Townsend in the back. Appreciate Miss Deer for all the work that she's done with the children. Would you all give them all a great big hand against me? All right, just a couple things here. Aren't the drama students awesome? They did a great job. Appreciate the band. Yeah. Thank you, Keith. I'd like to invite all of you to go back to the Fellowship Center. This is the last night of the book fair. There's this huge stocking with about $100 worth of free things. All you have to do is put your name in. We're going to have the drawing tomorrow. And this is our last chance for that. I do, the seniors, still have some Christmas trees available if you'd like to buy one of those. And the only other thing I have to remind you is that school dismisses at 11:32 on Tuesday for our Christmas break. So let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. I thank all of you for coming out, and I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did back there. I hope you didn't hear me laughing too much. It was great. Ms. Townsend? Oh, yes, we're not done. Do I pray first or after this? Okay, I'm going to pray, then there's something special. Heavenly Father, you've been so good to us. I want to thank you so much for these young people and for the hard work and effort they put into this. I thank you for all those involved in helping and donating and giving of their time. Lord, this is all about you, and I appreciate the impact of this program, Lord, where Imogene realizes that this is all about the baby Jesus and how precious he was. And Lord, during this Christmas season, help us to remember that it's not just about being off from school and traveling to see grandmother and opening presents and snowball fights or all those things, dear God. It's all about Jesus Christ coming and being born of a virgin, Lord, that he might secure our salvation one day with his death, burial, and resurrection. Thank you, Lord, for this night, and we appreciate, Lord, all that was done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Some people say they set fire to the ladies. Some people say they set fire to the kitchen.
Did you hear what she said? Oh, I know! Fire! Fire! Fire!
Hey, you don't have a girl. He's single, ladies.
I'll take over the bazaar, and not if you do the potluck supper. And I don't know what in the world we'll do about the pageant. Oh, how about Grace?
Thank you.
Oh,
dear. How about the deer?
One night, we were fighting and everything, and I didn't really want him pierced. So she decides to pull a little prank while I'm sleeping, takes an ice pick, a hot ice pick, she cuts it in the fire, and just jabs it through my ear. And so I got my ear pierced.
Gladys, like seriously, I didn't even know we had a cat. How'd they bury it? I thought dogs bury it. But then this Bradley was getting mad for no reason. It was a fake dog. It's not a real baby.
No, the fairy goes like this.
Revenge at Bethlehem!
Boo!
Get out of here!
We're recording.
recording start.
Right now?
Yes, start.
I'm ready for the dodge. Okay, I'm going. I forgot my lunch.
It's my day in the morning. I know
I'm running a half marathon. I'm going to wear these while I'm running. In the morning, I have been on the telephone all day. I can't make heads or tails of it. Why am I speaking like this?
Coming.